Good afternoon, Avi Yorish.
Hi, good to hear your voices. And Simon, I'm more than happy to talk about Ella's heart anytime you want.
And you know what? Your mother must be the proudest woman on this planet. Look, it's a bit of a competition with the Jewish mothers. But... All right, let's talk about exoskeletons. What's an exoskeleton, Avi?
All right, so for your listeners, I don't know what an exoskeleton is. It's a device that allows paraplegics to literally walk again. And I would encourage your listeners to really do a YouTube search on this because it really is an extraordinary innovation. About 25 years ago, my friend and colleague, Amit Gofer, experienced a horrible ATV accident. And almost immediately, he snapped his neck and he became a quadriplegic. In other words, he lost the use of both his arms and of his legs. And understandably, he became very distressed and very, very depressed. And after a few years, he started doing a lot of internet Google searches, and he discovered that there are certain creatures on the planet, rather than having a skeleton, have an exoskeleton. In other words, a skeleton on the outside of their bodies. And he wanted to figure out whether he could create an exoskeleton for a human being. And that today entails a device that hugs the legs, that is powered by a battery, you can carry it as a backpack, and allows paraplegics to not only walk again. About 10 years ago, the world's first paraplegic walked, and about 5 years ago, the world's first paraplegic ran the London Marathon. And we've seen that now hundreds of times. Now, this is an interesting device because it really highlights a few very interesting points about Israeli technology. One, you have this idea of Amit Gofer was a product of the Technion. And as I mentioned on last week's show, we have this idea that there are three legs of the stool that really promote Israeli innovation. One is this idea of secular institutions like the universities and the military. And Amit Gofer was the product of the Technion, which is Israel's MIT. The second is this idea of diversity. Interestingly, Amit Gofer himself was not able to benefit from his own device because he was a quadriplegic. More on that in a moment. And so he found a number of paraplegics that were able to really test the device on. His prime model is a man by the name of Radi Kayouf, who is a Druze who served in the Israeli military, who was wounded, who became a paraplegic in Lebanon as a result of a battle there. And Radi Kayouf has now gone around the world in promoting and really showing off the exoskeleton and teaching people how to use this device. And so the idea of diversity, the idea of secular institutions like the military and universities, and finally, to some degree, I would say the prophetic tradition, although not in this particular instance, other than, of course, the verse that teaches us that the lame shall walk again. We are not only seeing the lame walking, but we're seeing them run marathons. And Amit himself, who's a quadriplegic, 2 years ago, he innovated a device called the Up and Ride, which is a Segway-like device that allows quadriplegics to literally stand up and zip around and see their loved ones at eye level.
Incredible. I mean, the great irony is that he cannot use the device he invented, the exoskeleton.
And therefore, he used this amazing chutzpah to really innovate a device that allows himself to stand up and move around.
I think it's incredible. You know, it just shows that when you do something that is going to serve the greater good, the greater population, you will discover a drive and an energy and a stamina that you won't otherwise have. And
it goes to the sages who teach us it's not incumbent upon us to complete the task, but nor are we to desist from it either. Or if, you know, the wonderful proverb that if I'm only for myself, who am I for? But if I'm not for others, who am I?
Exactly. And do you remember Joost van der Westhuizen?
Yes, but he didn't have one of these contraptions.
Yes,
did he?
He did. He actually walked onto the pitch. They did I think it was something to honor him. Joost van der Westhuizen, Avi, he was, the captain. No, he wasn't. That was Joel Stransky. But he was a very, very, well-known rugby captain. I think he was a captain, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wasn't he a captain of the South African team?
Yes.
An unbelievable, unbelievable player. He was incredibly good looking, and then he was diagnosed with ALS. And just the deterioration was so tragic. I mean, isn't that the tragedy of illness, is that becomes what we remember of the person. But as a dedication to him, even when he was wheelchair bound, they put him into one of these exoskeletons, and he walked onto the pitch at one of the big stadia here, and it was just, the crowd went ballistic. It was incredibly powerful. Yeah.
Well, it gives you a sneak preview into what we're going to see in the future as we develop cures for a whole host of diseases. I mean, obviously, being a paraplegic is tragic.
Yeah.
But there are things that humans are discovering that really can reinvigorate the body, that can cure the sick, help the needy, feed the hungry, and a lot of those innovations are coming from Israel today.
Absolutely. Avi Yoresh, we love talking to you. Thank you so much for the time every week. And look forward to finding out more about
Al-Azhar next week.
I don't know.
Sounds good.
We're
going to
tap into this guy's mind. Every week we're going to drain your kishkas. Wonderful.
With pleasure.
God bless, Avi. Bye-bye.